This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Should not be substituted for an actual visit to your med. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I can't stand packing. Have I ever told you guys how I pack a suitcase? It's horrible. It is. I'm actually going to teach you guys how to pack a suitcase. Do as I say, not as I do. I suck at packing. I make every mistake in the book when it comes to packing a suitcase. And I didn't realize that until this morning. Actually, I realize it every single trip. Every single trip I realize I mess up with my packing. And it's interesting because I'll watch a movie or a TV show, and you will see people pack with everything on their bed, and they'll be organized. And I'm like, who does that? Well, we're supposed to be doing it. So how I pack, which I would not urge any of you to do, is I wait till the last minute. Because I only have maybe 10 favorite outfits. So I'm not going to pack early in case I want to wear that outfit right the next day. Or I want to wear it on the plane. So I wait because I don't even know what I'm going to wear till the day I travel. So I don't want to pack it up and then not have it available. Wrong. Okay. Number two is I always forget to put shoes in. And I'm going to be out in the snow. And I did that today. I only have the shoes I'm wearing. I don't have my snowshoes. And you want to know what? I'm not going to go back for them. One, I don't have time. And two, there's no room in my suitcase. Which leads us to number three. I don't have room in my suitcase. I have no room. I overpack. I'm only going for a few days. And if you looked at my suitcase, it looks like I'm moving to Tahiti. Why am I doing that? And we you know there's a zipper in your suitcase for some of us. I don't like opening up that zipper because it's kind of hard. So I leave the zipper closed. Which is good when you pack because the purpose of that zipper is you always have souvenirs or you always have dirty clothes or extras. You now have a second compartment in the suitcase. But some of us, we open up the zipper, go, well, I need to have more room. Your shoes should be in a bag because if you are going to be out in the snow or you are going to have dirty shoes, now you're going to be putting shoes next to your delicates. Not good. My underwear. When I pack my underwear... All right. I want to hide the underwear from anybody that's going to inspect the suitcase. I think somebody's going to inspect the suitcase. I just do. And the reason why is I have hair straighteners, and I think people always think they think there's something else. So they're like, what's this contraption? And so they look as I got to the air straightener, because I use the double, I don't use the small air straightener. I use the 2-inch because I have a lot of hair and I can straighten it faster. So I have a big, huge hair straightener. So people always, I think they always check my suitcase. Well, I don't want them seeing my underwear. So I hide the underwear, and I hide the underwear in shoes, or I hide the underwear in pockets of my clothes. Well, the problem is that when I'm on a trip and I need more underwear, I can't find the underwear because I forget that I stuck it in the shoe or I stuck it in the I stuck it in the pocket. Then the makeup and the toiletries. I need hairspray. I need body spray. I need makeup. And I wear, as you know, a lot of makeup. Well, the eye makeup I do. The rest of it I don't care about. And so that stuff will leak. A hairspray bottle. I always do this. And I pack my hairspray at the end. Well, if you guys go eastbound, it doesn't seem to spray all over the place. But westbound, all my whole suitcase gets sticky and soaked with the hairspray. And it's because I lose the cap of my hairspray. As soon as I buy hairspray, the cap comes off, and then I lose the cap. I don't know where the cap is. The cats play with it. So I have an uncapped hairspray bottle. You got to cover those up. So I overpack. I just start throwing stuff. You know you're supposed to roll your clothes? I fold them. I don't even actually fold them. What I did last night is I did laundry, and at 10 o'clock at night, I pulled them out of the dryer, and I threw them into the suitcase. But I do that on purpose because here comes the next problem. I'm always overweight with the suitcase. You're not allowed to be over 50 pounds with the suitcase. Sometimes the airlines is 45, 40. So I figure if the clothes aren't folded, they're not compact, and then I could just sit there and fold everything or get rid of the underwear or whatever else is causing the weight. So we pack wrong. We overpack. We don't leave enough room. Always pack an extra bag for laundry. See, I steal the bags. I steal from the hotels the dry cleaning bags so that I have a good bag the next time around. I leave it in the suitcase. But a lot of us, we don't bring bags. So now we have, you know, our hair sprayed up stuff. We have our dirty shoes, underwear, and you have it now all mixed with everything else. So make sure you pack a bag. Make sure you organize. Make a list of what you're going to need, because always the day before, the night before, the morning of, you're going to forget stuff. I always forget my toothbrush, and then I have to go to the front desk and say, can I have a toothbrush, please? Because I always forget my toothbrush. Why? Because I'm not going to pack my favorite toothbrush because I need it the next morning before I fly. And then if I'm packed up the night before, I forgot my toothpaste. Medications. If you guys are taking medications, don't throw all the medications into the suitcase. What happens if the suitcase is stuck in another city or gets lost? Make sure you split your medications up between your carry-ons and not. And then I always seem to pack my snacks not in my bag, but in the suitcase. And I do that in case the plane is delayed, but you aren't allowed to go into cargo.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the United States is now investigating its first two cases of super strong gonorrhea. And this super strong gonorrhea seems to have resistance to every antibiotic. Both patients are in Massachusetts. Contract tracing is underway right now to see if anybody else could have been exposed. And this super gonorrhea has been an issue that has been plaguing us for a while. And one reason, I think, is because we overused our Z-Packs. People were asking for Z-Packs left and right. for bronchitis or pretending they had bronchitis to get the medication to treat their gonorrhea. And now all of a sudden, here we are with a medication that just doesn't seem to be working. So our super gonorrhea is a problem that is going to continue to plague us unless we figure out a better way to address it. Now, we have looked at STDs and how they outsmart us. We've used to be of the mindset that if you address the STD and then you ask them who their partner is and give them medication for their partner, that that will handle it. And no, it's a much more complex process. If somebody has a sexually transmitted illness, all right, they shouldn't be calling a telemedicine company. Most telemedicine companies will not treat that. They should be going into a medical provider who takes a sample. That medical provider should take a sample, and then they should warn them that based on what they told us, we have to assume they have one until the test comes back, to use condoms or abstain. And if there are any contacts that they've had, think about who they are, because if you have a positive result, you're going to need to reach out to all of them. Now, if the person who has the STD is married with a couple kids and doesn't want his wife to know, there's a chance that they may not be very forthcoming. And then they eventually get around to it where they go, look, I just want to let you know, I don't want to sleep with you again until you get treated because it looks like you gave me the clap or VD or gonorrhea or chlamydia or trich. Well, by then, 2-3 weeks have gone by. And they're like, are you serious? So then they go in and get seen. And who knows who their partners have been. And then you have some people say, but I can't get in right away. I can't get in same day. So they look online. And they go, well, huh, this is interesting. All right. It looks like back in 2005, we used Zithromax. All right. So they call up a telemedicine company. Hi, I think I have an STD. I've been exposed. They go, we can't treat you because it's, you know, it's a reportable illness. You need to go in. You need to get seen. You need to. Well, that doesn't sound very attractive. Where you have an illness that has to be reported, you have to go in, pay money to get seen, even though there's a lot of free STD clinics out there. It's just not fun. So then they're like, well, you know, can't I have the antibiotic? No. So then they go back and they Google, and they go, oh, wait a second, you could get that antibiotic if you have respiratory symptoms. So when I was in training in the 90s, people said, oh, I have young people coming in going, yeah, I got bronchitis, I need a Z-Pak. We don't treat bronchitis with Z-Paks like we used to because a lot of bronchitis is viral. But that's how people started getting their medication. So they go on to telemedicine saying, I have bronchitis, I want a Z-Pak. And now with telemedicine, they go, no, can't be doing that. We can't be giving you Z-Pak for bronchitis now. And we're supposed to be saving up the Zithromax because we've had resistance. Well, now we are seeing resistance to Zithromax. And in fact, they've had to change. The CDC years ago changed their recommendation to a shot of ceftriaxone, a 500 milligram dose of ceftriaxone with doxycycline added for the chlamydia that sometimes comes with the gonorrhea. If you're allergic to cephalosporins and you can't take the ceftriaxone, which is a shot, then a single IM dose of gentamicin plus azithromycin may be used if you are allergic to cephalosporins. But CDC recommends the ceftriaxone because the gonorrhea at the time had been still found to be susceptible to it. But because azithromycin resistance is increasing, they don't support us using that as easily and liberally as we have. So now what happens if we have serious super resistant strains? Well, that could be a problem. And gonorrhea can spread. Gonorrhea can kill. I mean, it might not, we might think, well, it's just going to cause burning when you pee. Gonorrhea can spread. There's disseminated gonorrhea. There's other things that gonorrhea can unfortunately cause, and so we don't necessarily, you know, plus most people can't even get through just the burning when they pee. There's many individuals that do not know they carry gonorrhea. So you might say, I feel good, I had sex, I'm good. And you end up actually having something. So anytime a partner says they have something, you got to get yourself checked. So going back to Massachusetts, there are two patients who are not connected to each other. And they're not named, but they have caught the super gonorrhea. Dr. Margaret Cook, the head of the state's Department of Health, said the discovery was a serious public health concern. They said that this was a warning that gonorrhea was becoming resistant to a limited arsenal of antibiotics. Now, it is the second most common sexually transmitted infection in the U.S., 700,000 new cases detected every year. And if untreated, as I said, it could be disseminated, it could cause pelvic inflammatory disease in women, it could cause infertility for men and women, it even could cause blindness in newborns. We don't want to mess with it. So, with these cases, they said one person had a reduced response to multiple antibiotics. The second case had the genetic mutation PenA60, which has been linked to ceftriaxone resistance in the UK. So they still were able to treat them with the ceftriaxone, but it wasn't as quick and easy as it once was. So now what? Well, if you have any pain with urinating, if you have any burning, right, when you pee, if you have any discharge that's coming out, green, yellow, thick, I can't tell you how many women call up going, I have BV, bacterial vaginosis. And I'm like, why? Well, I have discharge. It's kind of yellow. And I'm like, well, that could be gonorrhea. That could be trichomonas. That could be chlamydia. That could be a variety of things. No, it's BV. Well, a bacterial infection of the vagina could also be an STD. So please use caution diagnosing yourself if you've had sexual activity. The bacteria cannot survive outside the body for long, but it will try to get in and set up shop. This injection should work in terms of treating, but would rather you prevent it. So condoms. And if you don't know the partner, maybe think twice. But we are really on the precipice of not having the medications that we need because we have been using antibiotics for a century and we have overdone, well, almost a century. We've been using it since the 40s, but still. The discovery, even though we discovered it, we are at the point now where the bugs are outsmarting us. Now, years ago, and I was on Pawn Stars talking about this, we would use silver. And we would use silver to kill off gonorrhea. But, you know, gonorrhea is around for a while. So we've been using silver since the Middle Ages, Roman Empire, Civil War. We would use silver nitrate, and it would inject it into the penis. Now, some bacteria are becoming resistant to it, but not always. They have replaced silver nitrate with colloidal silver, the silver particle suspended in solution. But its properties are very interesting. And it can actually be a great adjunct in terms of our antibiotic process. There's a bunch of other things that we are studying that we can maybe use rather than, you know, always the antibiotics. There's a lot of things that we could use to help treat infections. The problem we have is if you do have an infection that doesn't get treated with an antibiotic because the doctor's trying to be creative and it goes bad and you go into sepsis or something worse, then that doctor can lose their license. So doctors are going to be hitting the antibiotics. But as we become overwhelmed with these drug-resistant strains, we're going to have to come up with a better job. 1-877 or a better option. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA News Update.
This community needs to heal.
California Congresswoman Judy Chu, who represents Monterey Park, the scene of that deadly shooting Saturday night that left 10 dead and about 10 wounded. Police say the suspect killed himself as he was surrounded by officers yesterday. Germany now says it will not object if Poland sends some of its German-made Leopard tanks to Ukraine. The former Supreme Allied Commander for NATO, U.S. Navy Admiral James Stavridis, says Leopard tanks in Ukraine would change a lot.
It would make Vladimir Putin's problems much worse logistically. It would be an enormous symbolic value, and it would have real military consequence.
The FDA is considering the idea of an annual COVID shot. That means studying the known COVID strains through the summer, then coming up with a vaccine to best deal with them. That's how the flu vaccines worked for decades. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a question I keep being asked is, do men go through menopause? Do men go through what women go through when they're in their late 40s, early 50s? Although I started menopause in my 30s, late 30s, which sucked because I was speaking at an event and all of a sudden I got my hot flash, first hot flash, and the other speakers were trying to fan me, so I wouldn't lose the rest of my makeup. That was coming down. It's horrible. Hot flashes stink. But do men go through a menopause? Well, the answer to that is yes and no. So we used to think that men would lose their testosterone just like women do. And once they hit a certain age, their testosterone level will be far too low. That's not always the case. There's many men that have fantastic levels of testosterone. And even though your testosterone levels may lower, just because you are 55 or 65 doesn't necessarily mean you have to have rock bottom testosterone levels. In fact, if your testosterone level is low, that could signify you have diabetes or you have other medical issues. And so I always urge men getting their testosterone checked, even though I don't think insurance pays for it and I don't think it's under the Obamacare plans as a covered service. But I believe that low testosterone can lead to a variety of things that men could struggle with. But is it necessarily a menopause? So men complain that when they age, you see, women always complain, but I've been complaining since my 20s when anything would change with my body. You know, why are my boobs? My boobs got bigger, and then they got bigger with menopause. Like, what the heck is this? So for a female with menopause, it's a variety of things. Yes, the estrogen is dropping, but their body shape may change. They might get more abdominal weight. Their bowels may change. They may get hot flashes. They'll have difficulty sleeping. That was me. The hot flashes didn't bother me as much as I couldn't sleep as well. What the hell was that about? And then your periods stop. With the lack of estrogen, you can start to get vaginal dryness if you don't take HRT. You could still bleed, even in menopause, but eventually the period should stop. And if they don't and they continue, then we have to be checked for cancer and other things. But a lot of people are going through menopause or might be by definition in menopause, but still having periods for the next few years. Those are things that need to be followed up with a doctor. With menopause can come weight gain, can come some mood issues. If you can't sleep, you might have some mood issues. But you have other women who are like, I love this. Me not having my periods, fantastic. I feel good. As long as I'm getting sleep, I'm a happy girl. But also with menopause is the concept of, I can't have babies anymore. And I have to admit, I only gave it a 5-minute thought, but that did capture my emotions for about a good 5 minutes, where I had to face the reality that I can't have children anymore. And that reality of my body was designed to have children. I'm not going to have another baby. No matter how hard I try, I could adopt. It made me think, it didn't depress me, but I was saddened by that thought. But then I was like, you know what? Woohoo! Good. Don't have to worry about getting pregnant. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. As opposed to, for decades, I had to dodge bullets hoping I wasn't getting pregnant when I didn't want to get pregnant. So there is a lot of emotion with that menopause that could follow, depending on how much you care about the aging or the infertility. Now, men, on the other hand, men can still make babies. So if a male going through male menopause, which we call andropause, if their testosterone is dropping, men, they could still father kids. So they don't have that component of part of my worth in the animal kingdom or part of my duties can't be done. So many men are like, I could still impregnate, I could still populate, I could still carry on my seed. So they don't maybe have that component. They don't necessarily sweat and have the hot flashes or get, you know, dryness in certain areas. But on the flip side, they might notice changes in their erections. And I do see men suffer from a funk or depression if they have to use assistance to maintain their erections. Now, as I told you guys before, if at all you have erectile dysfunction, you need to get that heart checked. Because if you're having blood flow problems to the penis, you're going to be having blood flow problems to the heart. So sometimes that could be a sign of a cardiovascular issue. And so sometimes with men, they might look at their mortality differently and be reminded that, okay, I can't do what I used to do. See, me, I've never really been able to kill a spider without a man's help. So, for me, you know, no big dilemma, right? I don't really like lifting my suitcase. I'll do it, but I could still pretty much lift the same amount I was able to lift in my 20s. But for a dude, that could be pretty crushing. If they were able to do certain things, run a mile, well, that killed me. I couldn't run a mile in the speed I used to. That was rough on me. That I don't like, that I don't have my physical stamina and my athletic ability. I don't like that. Even with skiing, I notice I'm a lot more cautious. Whereas I was going down black diamonds, I didn't care. Men might go through that psychological change of, I can't lift like I used to. My son outruns me. My son can overpower me. Now, I'm not a guy, but I got to tell you, when my boys were able to do something a little bit better than daddy, man, boy, did I have to give him some positive reinforcement, because that's rough when your babies do better than you from an athletic standpoint. When my kid became smarter than me, I was just grateful, because I know I'm going to lose my mind eventually. But it, you know, I was the one that, you know, went through calculus 3 and beyond, and all of a sudden my son knows more calculus than I do. Whoa. So men will change their abdominal waist line. They might get, you know, man boobs. They might have different fat distributions. Hair loss can affect them. Hair thinning. So there's head shape. So there's things that men go through. So to answer the question, is there a quote-unquote menopause? There is an aging process. Do we need to give it a name? For women, the menopause is a finite time. It might last 15 years, but it's a finite time. Men's changes don't necessarily happen during that finite time. They could be losing their hair or thinning their hair since their 20s. They could be graying in their 20s. They could be having erectile dysfunction in their 40s. I had men come in saying that erectile dysfunction in their 20s and 30s. So I had to tell them to lay off the booze and pot and other things, because maybe that was doing it if it wasn't their hearts. So if you're a male and you think that you are changing abruptly, you need to get yourself checked out to make sure there's not a medical issue. But in men, it is not that uncommon for the testosterone to drop. In not everybody, but in some men, you could still be normal, but it might drop 100 points, something like that, 200 points, depending. And it's not that abnormal to have, you know, sleep issues, erectile issues, heart issues, cholesterol issues, high blood pressure issues. But I would call it more of an aging thing. So the moral of the story is, get yourself checked out. And yeah, get your testosterone checked. If your testosterone is low, supplementing testosterone may help, but it won't reverse everything. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am a busy woman. We're all busy. We got bigger fish to fry. We need to know what the hell is going on with the economy. We need to know what the hell is going on with our retirement accounts, if we have any, for those of us that really haven't started putting money away for retirement, because
We've just had too many expenses. We want to know when we could do that. We want to know what's going on with our health care, what's going on with our national security. And so when I see all the political BS, you know, I really try to tune part of it out with the exception of what I need for my show. Because, honestly, I don't want to get caught up in the game of politics. However, I do get caught up in the concept of what are we doing that's right and what are we doing that's wrong. And where we have to be careful as Americans, or as, in my case, a physician, or a parent, or a taxpayer, is if we look aloof, apathetic, or more involved with the bigger fish in our lives, stuff can happen. And then all of a sudden we wake up and see it and go, whoa, 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 wait a second. What? We're doing what? I'm paying for what? And so some individuals are of the mindset, again, against the whole pendulum swinging, I'm not going to pay attention, then all of a sudden I'm going to yell. Some people are of the mindset of, I'm just always going to pay attention a little bit, just be aware, and then I'm going to speak up every time I think something is not going right. That's not the average person. For the most of us, we just kind of do our thing, and then all of a sudden, we find out that we've been taken advantage of, or we're lied to, and then we just go from 0 to 90. That's how most Americans do it. If politicians can manage that 90 or manage that pendulum swing where all of a sudden people are ticked, they still have won because they got through all the mini movements that they've done. And when somebody does something wrong or something bad, they don't always do something big. They might start little, test the waters. Nobody noticed that. Well, then I'm going to do this. I mean, kids, how many of you guys have had kids? I saw my kids got away with some things. I did. The very first time I cussed, my mom didn't do anything. Now, mind you, I have a potty mouth, okay? Very first time I cussed, I had hurt myself. I had tried to lift a piano I was a strong kid, and the thing fell on my toe, so I broke my toenail off, and it was bleeding, and so I cussed. My mom didn't do anything. Well, then something else happened, and I cussed. Mom didn't do anything because there was bigger fish to fry. So then by the time I was in, the second grade, I was cussing all over the place, right? And I got in trouble for a lot of other things, but I didn't get in that much trouble for cussing. And I wouldn't cuss at my parents or, you know, say the Lord's name in vain or anything like that. But if I would drop something and say a bad word, for some reason, of all the things I get beatings and whoopings for, not that. So I found that kind of odd. So politicians will do the same thing. They'll spend a little bit. Nobody really made a big deal about that. Okay, well, then I'll do a little more. Maybe we'll do a little more. And so people get away with things. So now we're at a point where Hunter Biden is finally being investigated. His role, Joe Biden's role, any sort of inappropriateness or unethical conduct is going to be looked at. And they're slowly uncovering things. So one such thing they uncovered, allegedly, was that Joe Biden was named in one of the emails, not as the big guy, but as he, in one of the emails found in Hunter Biden's laptop. This had to do with a 25-million-ton gas deal with China. This, according to Daily Mail. In October 2017, Hunter and his uncle Joe's brother, Jim Biden, were brokering a multi-million-dollar deal to supply gas from Louisiana to the country on behalf of their business partners, Chinese energy giant CEFC. At the time, Joe Biden had just finished his term as vice president, did not announce plans yet to run for president. And a Louisiana-based lawyer on the other side of the deal wrote in an October 27, 2017 email that he had arranged a call from Joe Biden and Hunter Biden on Monday morning to discuss the purchase of the $5 million tons in gas. Now, somebody could say, well, he said Joe and not Jim. But other emails have suggested it was Joe. Now, the White House has not responded to that. In the emails with Finette, Jim emphasized the Biden's family involvement in the project. We Bidens, often fraught with problems that they can come from working with family members, are of a different mind. It's all about family and people we choose to do business with. This is what he wrote to him that year. And so there's a little bit more to this, but now we're being told that there was that connection, that there was going to be a call with the former vice president and his son Hunter to discuss the purchase. Now, I get that after when you're out of office, you're going to have business dealings. If Joe Biden left when Obama left office after Obama's 8-year term, and Joe Biden was not going to pursue things politically, I can understand that there might be some business ventures. But in the midst of China, our relationship with China, in the midst of the denials, and the I had nothing to do with it, I had, and now we're starting to see, you know, allegedly lies come out. And as much as I want to not care, because I got bigger, I got other things to deal with, I got, you know, local things that I, you know, with my own family, I have to put attention on. This needs to be addressed. This needs to be considered and looked at. And this needs to be taken seriously. Because we have a president that can be compromised. We also have a president with classified documents found in his home that Hunter Biden was in. What were those classified documents? We didn't get the pictures strung out like Trump had. They took pictures of Trump's stuff to go, yes, see, we got them. Yet Biden's home hasn't been raided. We haven't seen, you know, any, we don't know. And then you wonder why did this come out now? What, you know, is it because they, you know, what's been happening with Joe, with Hunter is going to come to light. You know, they said Republicans planted some people suggested Republicans planted it. I would have thought maybe if anybody planted it, it could be Democrats who really don't want Joe Biden to run. But I think there might be more to that. And this Hunter Biden issue is just going on for years. And we won't know the truth of it till after Biden's out of office. Well, that's an issue. Yep. We as Americans, we have a job to do. And our job is to help protect the democracy we are living under and we are benefiting from. And we think all we have to do is vote and pay our taxes. That's not it. We also have to call out when we see BS. We have to also call out, and we need to show that we are aware. And both sides have become better with calling out. You know, the lockdowns and the COVID draconian measures. Many people spoke out, and governors heard. Ron DeSantis heard your call. And so, you know, if this does unfold to be what everybody has suspected, there does need to be consequences, and we do need to find a way to prevent this sort of stuff from happening or having our future commander-in-chiefs have, unfortunately, relationships with our enemies. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY.
Hello, I'm Dr. Gregory Crawford, Deputy Director of CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. CDC recognizes many Americans face daily barriers to enjoying a good life with good health. Factors like age, physical ability, racism, social and economic inequities, and access to quality health care and education all play a role. Diseases like cancer, diabetes, heart disease, hypertension, and obesity are key drivers to the higher rates of chronic health conditions in many populations. Health disparities in chronic disease significantly impact Black, American Indian, Alaska Native, Latino, Asian, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander people. CDC is taking action, and working together, we can make sure all people can live their healthiest lives. Learn more about these efforts at cdc.gov/chronicdisease/health equity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.